Welcome to Video 3, Module 5. We're going to be talking about how to continue your daily card practice while you're getting ready to read for other people. We're going to go through these points in this video. We're going to talk about how oracles are always going to mirror you. We're going to also talk about how important it is to find your point of vantage, to get clarity, and how to get neutral. We're also going to talk about how the anchor card needs to be followed loosely, why energy is always in motion and how it works in terms of your life, and to remind you about your Get On Your Bird meditation and why it's so important before you work with anybody else. Because this week we're really tracking energy. This module is all about energy tracking, who you are, what's going on for other people, what's going on in the world, and where you sit in all of that. So as you get ready to work with other people, you may not be ready right now today, but you want to say to yourself, okay, I'm going to open myself up to more of the universe right now, but I need to remember me, right? So you are still super, super important in this dynamic. Your oracle card every single day now becomes more important. Why? Because now you're going to start to look at it a little differently. So how is it mirroring you? You want to take a look at that first card, that anchor card. And again, you could be using one card, two cards, three cards at this stage. The number one card is the anchor card. How is that reflecting you? How does it mirror you right now in your life? What energy is it reflecting? That's really, really important to imagine this week as part of your question. Like, okay, well, how is my energy affecting things right now? The reason we determine your point of vantage is to know where you are in the flow of your story. That's going to determine where it goes and how you course correct, as well as just knowing where you're at is phenomenal because it zeroes everything down into very manageable chunks. Remember we talked about earlier about the 24-hour segment. This really helps you hone in on here I am now. This is where I am now. Oh, how do I stay in alignment now with my highest good? What's in my best interest? What's in the best interest of others? It's all about the now, and this really helps you narrow that down before you work with other people. The anchor card, I talk about following it loosely. I wrote this interesting piece. It says, it doesn't go with linear time. And we know this, right? It's an evolving state rather than a fixed point of experience. So this is key. What does that mean when I say fixed point of experience? When an oracle card shows up for you in the morning, for example, because I like to do my cards in the morning. You may not really 100% understand that card because it's just reflecting something that you might think you know because, oh, I get it. This is my energy and I understand this is what I should be thinking about. Ah, this is how far I've come, etc. So you can really define your point of vantage on that first card. But then the card evolves with you throughout the day. So really at the end of the day, you look back over your day and go like, wow, I can really see how that card just evolved in my story in motion. It wasn't just what I thought first thing in the morning at that point of vantage when my energy, my dominant energy was X, Y, or Z. All of a sudden, it now becomes a part of your story and it evolves and it's not linear. It's actually cyclical. So sometimes the card won't make much sense at all until the end of the day. And that's why I say percolate on it. If it doesn't make 100% clarity for you in that moment, and even if your clarification card still says, I'm not 100% sure, but what happens is that it will show you the story in motion, and that motion takes time. So by the end of the day, it's very, very likely, and I'm going to give you 99% sure that you're going to have that clarity that you need by the day's end. And so why we do this is so that you start to really understand how your relationship to the conscious universe works in tandem with your intentions for something greater, your unique, authentic, inspired life, and how the cards help you stay in alignment with that, including showing you things that will happen later because it's not linear and it's not time dependent, right? That it's actually showing not so much prediction, but just energy, right? That this energy evolves even greater into more aspects of a life experience that you have. It's not going to be fixed. It's actually going to be in this immutable mutable, moving, fluid state, as opposed to a fixed point. It now becomes like water, like a river. Energy, of course, energy is always in motion. You aren't going to be the same person in the afternoon that you were first thing in the morning, right? You're going to evolve throughout your day and you're going to be affected by a number of things. You just need to know what those would be. And so you will evolve your energy according to your responses, your reactions, your experiences, that flow. It's like a flow chart. It's like that sense of, oh, the river just went over these stones and here's my experience here. Because some of those things are fixed, but your experience is not. So we always have to remember, it's like, aha. The energy the oracle is teaching us is to remain in response to the world rather than reactive to it. So that's, again, something we track. Was I reactive? Yes. Oh, so what? Like, it's the way you learn. That's why I always tell people, don't judge anything that your experience shows you in this course. You get to know yourself so much better. Like, oh, that's interesting. That triggered me and I reacted. Oh, here's a better response. I can do this differently next time. When you're too judgmental, you don't allow yourself the course correction. Nothing is possible. You're in that fixed moment where you're looking at it going like, this is how it always is. And that's not what we're showing, because you can't go from that small container into a larger container if you're constantly in a reactive state. And we show you how not to be. And it's amazing when you get, again, our goal is not to erase your humanity or the fact that you have certain quirks or, you know, triggers that are going to happen. That our goal is to be, I'd say, we start out 60% magic, 40% mundane or muggle, and then we want to get to 80% magic, right? And 20% small self, muggle, you know, non-magic. I think that's what they called it in the last Harry Potter movie, non-magi. So really what we want to do is to continue to wake up, stay in alignment, get back into alignment if we fall off course, and remind ourselves that we're always in that state of observation of, that's interesting. Wow, look how that's flowing. And that's super, super key to keep in mind. Get into that's interesting curiosity well before you work with somebody else. So let's recap this video briefly. We did talk about the importance of doing your daily card, the importance of understanding your point of vantage, your energy, how to get clarity. We talked about how the anchor card needs to be followed loosely, how energy is always in motion, and why it's important to do your get on your bird meditation to always be in that state of receptive curiosity, especially if you're about to do readings for other people, but more importantly for you. I will see you in the next video, which is all about dominant energy.